This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
Shout outs to all the loopholes on Thanksgiving. Hope you're having a good one. Bears at Lions reports that this could be Matt Nagy's final game. Andy Dalton, pride of Katy, going to start. Will the Lions get that first dub? Will they be eating that first dub as people begin to eat turkey manana?
Was that McClain that said he thought they were the Lions would win?
He did.
So I think I've been leaning the same way for a couple of weeks now, and they've just gotten close and not there. I think they get it done.
I think they get it done, and I think this is the one that you want to win if you're the Lions, because Thanksgiving is a big deal in Detroit.
And they've often played very, very well and have some upsets on Thanksgiving.
They've played hard. So I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell gets that first win. Bite them kneecaps, boys. Raiders at Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb practicing today. Teron Smith, the left tackle for the Cowboys, will play. Amari Cooper out. CeeDee Lamb, TBD. I think this is going to be a dangerous one for the Cowboys, but I think with Teron Smith back, I think that's enough. I think they win, but I think it's going to be closer than the experts think. Shout out to Lee Corso. The line last I checked was 8.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you because I couldn't remember what the line was. I think I would have to agree with your point on that. I can't see the Cowboys losing this, but Thanksgiving, everybody steps up.
Everybody steps up on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving or all – I shouldn't say always.
Everybody steps up. Huh?
Large – are you going to do this again? Largely very competitive games.
So nobody's ever had a bad game on Thanksgiving.
I don't think I said that.
You said everybody steps up.
I said not every game, but everybody steps up.
You're saying that now. You said everybody steps up.
Go back and listen to the tape.
Figgy?
Go back and listen to it, Figgy.
We'll go back. Bills at Saints. Buffalo a 6-point favorite. They're coming off the assing at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts. People don't seem to trust New Orleans and Trevor Siemian. If I was a sucker, if I was walking around Las Vegas, I would walk up to the teller. I would empty out my wallet. I would slam the cash on the table, and I would say, give me Buffalo -6. Now, if you know my gambling history, that probably means that the Bills wouldn't win by 6, but that's what I would do.
I would do the same thing. You know, they can only do so much with Trevor Siemian, and he's just not it.
Indianapolis, we mentioned the assing of the Bills. They're going to host the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay going into Indianapolis as a 3-point favorite. Mike Evans a little bit sore. He's got a leg injury, something pulled, some soft tissue type of stuff. Are we going to be talking about the Indianapolis Colts and gassing them up even more than we have on Monday when we come back here on Reaction Monday and they host the Tampa Bay Bucs?
Well, you're hearing murmurs about it already. I know that's a team that I've liked in the preseason, and I think they're kind of living up to it. We talked to Stanford Rout about it, and he had some nice things to say about the Colts. But, yeah, if they beat the Bucs, the Colts are going to be right up there in the conversation with the Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs.
Titans at Patriots. You just mentioned the Patriots. First place, New England Patriots, to you, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. Titans beat to hell. My goodness. They are very, very close to playing a record amount of players. They're coming off the loss to the Texans. Who knows what's going to happen with A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Bud Dupree, Derrick Henry, all on injured reserve. Marcus Johnson likely out with a hamstring injury. I think the Patriots are going to be in firm control of this one. I think the Patriots are going to remain in first place. I think the Titans are kind of not necessarily in a danger zone, but they're at that point in the season right now where they're just going to have to tread water and stay above ground.
No, they're in a danger zone. I think they – you talk about a betting man. I would absolutely lay that – what is it, 2.5, 3 points,
yes.
I think?
Yes.
I would lay that – no, I see 6.5.
Oh, it went up then.
Wow.
I guess that means because AJ's out now.
Yeah, that's what that is. I would still bet on the Patriots. Not that I don't like what they're doing in Tennessee. I think they're just, you mentioned it, beat up. They have the last bye week of the year. Their bye week isn't until after the Patriots game. So even though you would think that they're going to respond to getting embarrassed by the Texans, I think they're checked out and beat up.
Falcons at Jags. Jacksonville beat Buffalo, and then since then it's been same old for them. They didn't necessarily turn the corner. Atlanta pretty beat up. Don't know who is going to be available for them. It seems like every offensive weapon they have has been out. They could get up to that 500 range and maybe make things interesting at the end of the year. Give me Jacksonville getting a W here.
Ooh. I'm not a big fan of the Falcons, but I don't know if I would go that far. I think I'm going to stick with the Falcons here.
Steelers versus Bengals. Bengals are 6-4. Pittsburgh is 5-4-1. Cincinnati could get some nice separation from Pittsburgh in that AFC North. I think that the Bengals get the job done. I'm not a fan of what the Steelers do. I know that they made it interesting against the Chargers, but anyone who watches that saw how dominant the Chargers were for the majority of the game. I think the Bengals in Cincinnati get the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they improve to 7-4.
I do. It's a very big game for the Bengals. By the way, take the under. These are two running teams, not passing teams. I know, you got some guys that can throw the ball and very well-known names on either side, but they're all about Joe Mixon, Najee Harris. Take the under.
Panthers at Dolphins. Dolphins have won 3 straight. They're up to 4-7. Cam Newton making his second start. The Panthers are in that 5-6 danger zone. They're going to have to get up to 6-6 and stay in that mix if they want. I think Miami wins this. Miami.
Man, you're all about the upset.
I think the Dolphins win. I think the Dolphins have very good corners. I know we talked about, the blitz and all that. You got Xavier Howard and you got Byron Jones. You got a good secondary. You can play like that. I think Miami, I think they're going to finish the season somewhere in between the 10-win team that we saw last year that I thought was kind of fool's gold. I don't think Miami is one of the worst teams in the league by any stretch. So I think Miami improves to 5-7.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers on this one, but I could certainly see where it goes the other way because of all the things you just said.
Christian McCaffrey is going to be the one to look out for. It's obviously a new element. Eagles at Giants. Eagles have won 2 straight. They're looking to improve to 6-6. Freddie Kitchens, your boy, Biggie. Mm-hmm. He's going to be calling plays for the recently fired Jason Garrett. I'm going to give this to the Eagles. I think the Eagles keep going. I think the Eagles, they could make a little bit of a run
with
the way they're playing right now.
Absolutely.
And then they got Washington and the Giants 4 of their next 5 games. I think the Eagles get the win. They're running the ball. Jalen Hurts is playing pretty well. And the Giants, I think, are an absolute dumpster fire.
I think Jalen Hurts is playing very well, and I agree with you on that.
Chargers at Broncos. Broncos 5-5. Chargers 6-4. I can't figure out this Chargers team because every time I want to believe in them, they give me reason not to. You saw it on Sunday when they were up 17, and then all of a sudden that lead deteriorated. But I'm gonna hang in there with the Chargers. I'm going to say the Chargers improve to 7-4 and send the Broncos below 500.
I like the Chargers. I think they've kind of found themselves. They realize they've got more than Herbert and Keenan Allen. They got a guy they can turn around and give the ball to and score 4 touchdowns in Austin Eckler. And I think they're going to be a much more balanced team. I like the Chargers here.
Rams at Packers. The Rams are coming off getting physically dominated twice. The Titans roughed them up. And then you saw what happened to them the last time they were on national TV against the San Francisco 49ers. They're facing a Packers team that is 8-3. The Rams are 7-3. This has one seed in the NFC implications. I think the Rams get right. Just like we saw the Texans come back refreshed after the bye, I think the Rams do as well. Green Bay, they're not really moving the ball as well as they did before. Aaron Rodgers. Now they did go against the Minnesota Vikings and have the four touchdown passes, but I just think the Rams get the job done. I think their defense is better than what Minnesota put out there, so I think the Rams get right.
I think the Rams get right too, but you mentioned defense. I see this as the defenses that are going to have to spell the difference here. Two real good defenses, and you think, you know, okay, with those offenses and Aaron Rodgers, et cetera, Matt Stafford, that it's going to be a fireworks show. It's not.
Vikings at 49ers. This is a damn good one. 2-5-5 teams. Minnesota has lost five games by a total of 18 points. The San Francisco 49ers, they seem to have an identity. Kyle Shanahan making it do what it do despite missing, I think, his top three running backs. Mm-hmm. He's using Debo Samuel different ways, and they're figuring some stuff out. It's at San Francisco. Minnesota's coming off the win against the Green Bay Packers. I like the Vikings. I like the 49ers. This one's very, very hard for me to choose. But I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers because I think they're just physical, and I just think they are physically beating up teams right now.
Yeah, it's just really tough this time of year with the way they're playing at home to pick the Vikings to win.
Browns at Ravens. Baker Mayfield going to try to play Hurts. Lamar Jackson will be back for the Baltimore Ravens. Give me the Ravens. I think the Ravens get the win. Lamar Jackson bounces back. He's going to be fresh. Give me Baltimore.
Give me Baltimore as well. He has something to prove after not playing. I think Lamar Jackson was in the MVP race, and now he's just trying to prove that he can still take this team to the very top after a bad effort as well by the Ravens. I like the Ravens.
Yeah, they did get the win, though. It was a bad effort, but they did get the win with old Snoop Huntley. Seattle at Washington. Give me the Washington football team. Seattle's an absolute dumpster fire. That's a disaster. Expect Russell Wilson to want to be traded this offseason. He did last. This is just going to be the icing on the cake. Give me the Washington football team.
You think we're saying, how did we get here? Seahawks fans must be going, we were on the brink of a second consecutive Super Bowl. How did we get here so fast? But they are.
Ketchup on turkey and no mac and cheese, please. NFL players are ticking people off all around the world with their Thanksgiving takes next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Matthew Judon, good Lord. I mean, what did he do?
He broke the internet. I mean, it's still trending right now. Look at the Twitter trends.
Good gosh. Like, yeah. Figgy, is it that serious?
Yeah. I mean, you know it's serious when hip-hop blogs start picking it up and running with it.
What are they saying about him?
They just saying he don't like mac and cheese. It's like a headline, yeah.
What is he, Clayton Bigsby?
Who's Clayton Bigsby?
713-572-4610.
Who's Clayton Bigsby?
Don't worry about it. You drop these references on me. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
And when you ask, I tell you.
You don't know about Clayton Bigsby? That's a you
and
thing.
And when you say, who's that, what do? I tell you who that person is.
He's getting treated like Clayton Bigsby.
All right.
He's a character on a pretty damn good show.
Clayton Bigsby. Okay, that's Clayton. I know who it is. I don't watch.
He's the black-white supremacist on Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to talk about Dave Chappelle? Is he still alive?
Has he been canceled?
Yeah, did he get canceled?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I didn't even know that was that character's name.
I think he might be safe.
He might be safe. Good. I love Dave.
I love Dave, but I didn't even know that was the name.
Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah.
Show us your face. Show us your face. Here is Matthew Judon and what he said to get the Samuel L. Jackson in Django and Clayton Bigsby treatment yesterday during New England Patriots media availability.
All right, well, I'm not even going to ask you a question. I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Probably one of the most overrated dishes, but my favorite is dressing. I do love dressing, but get a macaroni and cheese off the table, and it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house.
I feel pretty strongly about that.
Yeah, I have never liked macaroni and cheese. Every time I try it, it's the same thing, and it's never going to change, and it's never going to get better, and it's disgusting. Get it off the table. If you want to have a good Thanksgiving, don't cook macaroni and cheese. They know not to put it on my plate.
Look, I'm not going to tell someone what they should and shouldn't like because it's subjective. I'll just say what I like and react. But I do think that there are some things and some dishes, like some Thanksgiving dishes, that the range of quality is a little bit smaller and it can only be so good. Like green bean casserole can only be so good to
exactly.
me. But there, when it comes to the widest range, I think even with turkey, there is such a wide range of mac and cheese that I don't think that it all tastes the same.
I gotta be honest,
you can say that at all like that.
Whenever I hear that somebody's making mac and cheese, in my mind I go, okay, what kind is it gonna be? Is it gonna have that little crust on top? You know, some people put like Parmesan or whatever, or some sort of breading crust. Is it going to be like fancy? Like I've had, the crab, lobster, mac and cheese, whatever. Or is it going to be good old fashioned? I mean, you can do a lot with it. It's funny you say
types
that. Because when I first heard him say, I was like, this is a guy that clearly has not had good mac and cheese. You know?
Yeah.
He's had it out of the box.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I like. But, yeah. I mean, it's not good mac and cheese.
When it sucks, like when it's at its worst, what is the worst Thanksgiving dish? Because you can make some good green bean casserole, but when it is at its worst.
Outside of turkey, because an overcooked turkey is the worst. It's dry.
But I think you can make it do what it do with some
gravy on it. Yeah. So
stuffing.
Standalone at its worst, which is also dry when it's not
stuffing
well.
Done wrong is depressing.
I'm trying to think. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I could add to that list. Like at its worst, it's bad. I'll say this, and some people just don't like these in general, but you know, good Brussels sprouts are awesome. Bad Brussels sprouts are trash. The spectrum on Brussels sprouts.
Are Brussels sprouts a thing?
Oh yeah.
At Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah.
They are?
Yeah. At their best, they're like top 6-7 maybe on your plate.
Top what?
5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. At their worst, they're like 19th. Brussels sprouts. I hate bad Brussels sprouts. So that's the only thing I could add to what you said. But stuffing, turkey would be the worst.
Nick Caserio, general manager of the Houston Texans. In case you didn't know, he eats healthy. Here is Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, talking to Nick Caserio, the GM of your Houston Texans. About his Thanksgiving. Could I call it a spread? What do you call this?
Not really a spread.
About his food.
What are you going to ask me what I eat on Thanksgiving?
Of course we are. Is it tofurkey?
We actually, so usually what we do, it's just the five of us, just my wife and our three girls and our dog. And sometimes we have, whether it's my wife's mother, you know, if she's able to do it. But we kind of do our own Thanksgiving dinner. And our oldest is very involved in the, I would say, preparation of the food. Setting the table, and we have our own little traditions. But I'm basic turkey, cranberries, and a little salad, and then some butternut squash.
So
that's about the extent of it.
Okay, hold on.
You can have the stuffing and everything.
Did you just say basic turkey, cranberry, and salad?
Salad.
And some butternut squash
those
soup.
Words, that just come out of your mouth.
I'll say this. I'll try a little pumpkin pie, maybe.
All right, that's nice.
So.
That's,
I'm not sure he does that last part, by the way. Do you think he had, like, oh, he was trying to, like, you know, kind of elevate his game a little bit there? So, oh, I'll have a little pumpkin pie. You think
that was him trying to be on the wild
side?
Yeah.
You think he does? let's picture that plate in your mind's eye. Dry turkey. Well, it might have been moist turkey, but no gravy. You know, turkey, cranberries. What do you say?
Squash.
Salad.
Yeah.
And butternut squash soup. Are you in the hospital?
What is butternut
squash? Your Thanksgiving dinner, if you are laid up in the hospital, is better than that.
No, for sure.
Like what they bring you on the little bitty trays?
No doubt.
Is better than that.
No doubt. Butternut squash soup?
I don't know.
What is that? I've never even heard of that.
I've had butternut squash.
Have you ever heard of butternut squash soup?
That's something that's probably just in the Casario household.
Is it a Boston thing? Is it an East Coast thing?
Hell no.
That's a Casario thing.
That's a Casario thing?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Disgust me, Nick. And I love Nick.
Here's the other thing. You know he doesn't put salt on his food.
I don't either. I don't like salt.
I only do when it needs to, but I'm saying, like, no spices per se, just like, it's fine just like that.
And then there's always the guy, like, Nick Casario acts like when he takes a pumpkin pie, they basically just did a shot of heroin. Like, everyone thinks he's, like, the craziest SOB.
A little pumpkin pie.
Oh, like, woo!
You wild man.
All right, I guess I'll try it. No instincts. That person who eats like Nick Casario is always the person where, like, everybody's eating healthy, but they'll talk about are everybody's eating like crap, and he'll talk about like it's almost like they're doing crystal meth.
Yeah,
screw it. Put some whipped cream on there. I'll do it.
All right, let's go in.
You only live once. Put the whipped cream on.
Somebody texted. No wonder they eat Thanksgiving by themselves.
Seriously.
Just me and the girls.
Seriously. Yeah, no kidding. Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about his habits. This was on 610 out there in KC.
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. You got to put ketchup on that. Turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really. On the Thanksgiving turkey, you put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
All right, whatever.
I don't believe that. Lie. Sorry, Patrick.
Cap?
Because I'm sure, I believe 100% that he puts ketchup.
Proud of me for that one, Faith?
That he puts ketchup on a lot of things, including steak, which is gross. But I think that is a result of him getting the, is it Hunt's ketchup endorsement? I think he has, is it Hunt's or Heinz? I don't know.
I think he got a Hunt's deal.
That's how good the endorsement is working on me.
Yeah, I think he got a Hunt's deal.
Yeah.
That was his thing. There we go. Hot takes all over. Figgy, you're almost through it, man. I know these bother you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figgy hates these Thanksgiving hot takes. He does.
Really?
He's
pretty hot on the mac and cheese, though.
Yeah, but
Figgy. Yeah, I feel like people just trying to throw something out there.
Figgy's like a Kanye fan.
What's the most unique thing? What's your...
When he's not cool, Figgy likes him. And then when he gets popular, Figgy says,
it's gone too mainstream.
What's going on, Kanye?
I feel like people doing too much, man.
What is the outside the box in your family dish? Because I said mine last year and you rolled your eyes, but it's ridiculously good. And a lot of people had my back on it. We have oyster dressing. We have regular dressing.
Oh, my God.
And oyster dressing.
Yeah.
It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we don't really have anything outside the box. It's pretty much just bland, like the dressing.
Like the running, not straightforward, I should say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have anything like that?
No. The pretzel.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Strawberry pretzel dessert. That's it. So we got oyster dressing. Okay.
Ooh, baby. It's just like regular dressing, but with oysters in it. Ridiculous.
It's just like regular dressing, but with oysters in it.
Yeah, we have the regular dressing, and then we have dressing with oyster dressing.
I kind of want to try that.
It's so good.
I want to try
that. It's so good.
John Lopez, Texans types of people that will be at Thanksgiving dinner, and a little Wednesday future tripping next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 beans, presents greens, potatoes, In the Loop tomatoes, with lamb, John greens, Lopez and Landry Locker. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys,
rat, you name it. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes for what?
Tomatoes is the okra.
Tomatoes for what?
Some people have a lot of.
I feel like the older people eat like sliced tomatoes.
Sliced
on the side.
Tomatoes too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like she just needed something to rhyme.
Okra has tomatoes.
I no, it's the older people. This is for the older people.
I feel like she just needed to rhyme, dude. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Cecil Shorts. He's going to fill in for Clint Sterner. He's going to be with Ron the Show Hughley. Cecil walking. I got to talk to Cecil real quick before we go to Houston Texans' Thanksgiving dishes.
What's
Cecil,
good,
man.
Good.
You trying to take Drew Carey's job or what? I see you doing the the hosting during the game. You're getting a little too comfortable.
Oh,
with
that's
that.
Right. You did the game show.
No, he's yeah. doing it, and he's starting to feel himself.
Yeah. At the beginning, feel myself.
You're walking around the stadium.
Yeah,
man.
He's in a group. At the beginning, Cecil was kind of, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but you've definitely.
It was new. It was new.
You're, yeah. you're not like the Texans. You've improved week to week.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a
well,
job,
I appreciate
man.
That, Landry.
Yeah, you're doing a good
I
job,
appreciate
man.
That.
You're doing
it's
a very
fun.
Good job.
It's
very,
fun.
Very
I enjoy
job.
It.
Where does, because you're going to be on with Ron the Show, Hughley.
Yeah.
Where does presenting Toro in the Hall of Fame rank among the best days in your life?
Man, to be honest, it's probably one of the lowest days of my life. Never thought of it.
They did it up, though, man. They did
no,
it up.
No, they did it up. It was fun. It was fun. They did a good job putting that together. And now this is a good time. It's just fun. Keeping the fans entertained, keeping the kids and everybody involved. So it's pretty cool.
How's the coaching going?
We're in the Final Four. We play. We actually practice tomorrow at NRG.
Oh,
in the
wow.
bubble. 7 in the morning because it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we get to practice tomorrow in the morning, and then we play at Rice Stadium 3:30 versus Fort Bend Christian Academy. So I coach at Second Baptist, one of the assistant coaches there. So shout out to Coach Terry Pertle. Doing an awesome job. Actually, Coach Tony Levine's on staff.
Okay.
Former
really?
University of Houston. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's doing a fabulous job over there. So hopefully we can get over the hump this year and make the state championship. If we win, we go to state finals. So
there you go.
It's exciting.
See, got so a squad, man.
Do your thing, man. Yeah.
He's got a squad. It's well, good luck and have a good show.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Our guy Cecil Shorts right there.
Texans Radio.
Our guy Cecil going to be on. I don't know what Cecil. Cecil, that was on. That was on Figgy. He did that. Now he's going in there to get it. Figgy. Let's do the John Lopez. This is an award winning segment. Now Mark Vandermeer is going to make an appearance at the table.
Mm-hmm.
As are some other surprise guests. The John Lopez types of people,
right,
that will appear at Thanksgiving, Texans edition.
All right, so your Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving, and Figgy's Thanksgiving givings, and everybody listening to us, all the loopholes. We all have different things at our Thanksgivings, right? Different traditions, different dishes. They all vary a little bit. But one thing is constant. The type of person that shows up at your Thanksgiving dinner. There's always, let's say, I think I got about 10 or 12 types of people, relatives, whatever, that show up at your Thanksgiving dinner or lunch or whatever. So I'm going to say this type of person.
This type of person.
This person is going to show up at everybody's, at everyone's Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
And you tell me if you can, or I'll tell you because I have the list, which Texan fits that.
Okay. I'm not going to cheat.
All right. So, we all know that person that comes to Thanksgiving and starts talking politics, makes everybody uncomfortable. Hey, why isn't everyone vaccinated? Or hey, come and get it. You know, whatever it may be. So, who is the one that makes everybody awkwardly uncomfortable because they're talking politics at Thanksgiving dinner?
No, is it someone that...
Could be a player, could be someone involved with the Texans.
Cal McNair.
Not Cal McNair. Come on now. I'll tell you. Justin Reed.
Oh, it's not John Weeks?
It's not John Weeks.
I've always known what the true movement was about.
Okay.
There you go.
Justin Reed. Okay.
All right. So we all know this person at Thanksgiving dinner.
They I feel like there's going to be a lot of those people, by the way, at Thanksgiving dinner this year.
No
politic
kidding.
People, good God.
How about this? We all know this one. They come in, they act as if there's no age variance, there's no musical different variance. They insist on controlling the playlist, background music, whatever, and it's like classic metal. It's like, hey, everybody got to listen to this. It's Metallica. Whatever. Who is the insists on controlling the playlist guy, and it's usually a bad playlist?
Lonnie Johnson.
John Weeks.
Jacob Martin. Jacob
Hi,
Martin.
I'm Jake Martin.
Is that
I
guy.
Play Leo here.
Got that, you know, because he's rock boys.
He the dude you got to get off the video game.
Yeah.
Get your ass off the video game. You've been on there for 8 hours. Get in here and eat some food.
I will. All right, who is the awkward host? Not only an awkward host.
Or he's got
host,
his damn Game Boy in the corner.
Yeah.
Get off that game.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Who is the awkward host that everybody has to talk to because he's the host? You're at their house or she's the host. But the conversations are all the same because he's such an awkward dude that... You don't really want to be around that much, but you're
talking
there.
About Cal.
Cal McNair.
A linebacker from the Jets who's a tackling machine.
The conversation is like, hello, how are you?
He's such a good host, though.
How's work going?
I feel like Cal would be a good host.
So you're pretty happy with things over at the office? How's the wife? How's the kids? They're off in college now, huh? That's the conversation you have.
How's life?
All right, this is going to be a layup. Lay
bunny
up. It's a bunny shot. Who's the per? Because there's always one of these that are at our Thanksgivings as well.
Texans as Thanksgiving guests here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Who's the one that brings salad and low fat dressing?
Casario.
And their plate is half a turkey breast with no gravy and the salad that they brought.
Casario.
We're not going to really get into a lot of hypotheticals and a lot of speculation, right?
Nick Casario. All right, we always have this one, too. In fact, you referenced this person earlier. You said it was a woman, but this one is a man. They take a bite of dressing. They take a bite of potatoes. They take a bite of green beans. They take a bite of cranberry. Take a bite. And they get the same. They do the same thing after every. First of all, they pile their plate high, and they go, oh, this is the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had. This is the best. Who made the turkey? They always say the same thing. It's the best dish they ever had. They ask for recipes. They give compliments like crazy. Who's the Texan that does that?
John Weeks.
John McClain.
John McClain of the Houston Chronicle.
He's not a Texan.
I said Texans are people around the Texans.
Okay.
All right. We know this one, too. Everybody's
He had to pile his plate high. He couldn't just be complimentary. Notice that. Mark that. I feel like the same thing would have worked, but he piled his plate high.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big. All right, so who's the one who does this? Because this person always shows up at Thanksgiving dinner. They bring a laptop in.
Oh, gosh.
They're on their phone a lot. They're making calls. They won't stop talking about work. Everybody's chill. Everybody's relaxed. Everybody wants to watch football. And he's like, you know, we closed that Houston deal today
with the Texans
or around the Texans.
Greg Grissom?
No. Mark Berman.
You hear me now?
Okay, yeah.
I didn't do anything different.
I've experienced that.
Yeah,
I've experienced that.
I have too.
Not Thanksgiving, but a nice little guy. I've experienced
doing
that.
Doing interviews in the middle of a laid back dinner.
What do you think about that?
Everybody's known that. Hardest working man ever.
All right, so. We all know that aging aunt, but she still dresses like she's in college. Blouse might be a little bit too tight. And she doesn't think she's flirting with anyone, but every other woman in the house is giving her dirty looks. Who's that?
Hannah. Hannah Manier.
No, no.
Hannah's dressing classy, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
See her at that thing yesterday? She looked like she could have gone to a ball.
Debbie the Texan.
Debbie's getting the dirty looks from the ladies other
spouses
in the group.
Yeah, the other spouses.
She got an invite to the dinner.
Because she's friendly.
She's a hit with the guys, but the women are not fans.
Yeah. Mm. Right?
Poor Deb.
All right, we all have that ethnic son-in-law.
What?
Every family has that ethnic son-in-law.
What?
I think you heard me the first two times.
That's a rule?
Or from another ethnicity. Like Figgy's family might have some white dude show up that's a son-in-law.
I can't relate to that.
I said might. You don't know. So the ethnic son-in-law that everyone is trying to be cool with, so they insult him with things about his ethnicity. Like, Larry, you ever been to Monterey or Tijuana? Race car! Who's that Texan? Come on now. You know who it is.
Come get on the
Lopez.
That's it. Roy Lopez.
Roy Lopez.
They're just asking him Hispanic questions?
Yep. Because he's the, like, he's there. That's all he did was show up, and he gets those questions. I've been there, by the way, in the family I married into.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, first couple of Thanksgivings. So, my secretary speaks Spanish. Well, that's cool.
Hey, John, you like tacos?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
So, John, you know, I've tried to... yeah. I'm not even going to do it.
No, anything you say couldn't be worse than I heard.
So, John, man, what's your approach when mowing the yard?
Yes. Yes.
So you do some yard work, huh?
All right.
I know you know about that manual labor.
That's right. So we also have this person at our Thanksgiving gatherings. We're doing the typical, we all know, Thanksgiving gathering people and characters, and which Texans might fill that role. The high schooler who still has to sit at the kids' table. He's rolling his eyes. He says, I don't want to be here. But sorry, you're still at the kids' table. Who's that?
Davis Mills.
Davis Mills it is. Ding, ding, ding. We also know this one. They walk in, say hello to everybody with their head down, walk, go to some corner, open their phone, antisocial, only there because they have to be there, and doesn't really talk to anybody. Who's that Texan?
That sounds like Deshaun Watson.
No, you're going to get to Deshaun Watson here in a minute.
I don't
Zach
know.
Zach Cunningham. A little bit ostracized.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be
here. A little bit, yeah. All right, then we have this one. And this one usually is a woman, and in this case, it's not. The peacemaker. So people, you know, you got Justin Reed talking politics. You got Debbie the Texan making wives mad or jealous. You got this and that going on. You got the antisocial Zach Cunningham. The peacemaker just wants everyone to get along. And when people start fighting or someone starts crying, they step in and settle everything down. Who's that?
Frank Ross?
No, God, no.
Well, I mean, he's the one that's basically talking on the headset between whoever and Cully. Frank Ross?
Nope.
Lovey?
Nope. Omar, Texans PR director.
Why are you bringing Omar into this?
Because he is a peacemaker.
Yeah, but let Omar just do
Omar
his thing.
Omar coming.
Omar, oh, man, everybody settle down. Omar going mad. We got to act right.
God bless Omar, man. He's done a great job.
He's done a fantastic job.
We all agree
job.
With that.
All right, then there's this one. The person who's doing all the grunt work has been there forever, has been doing it forever, has been cooking since dawn, trying to keep it all together, but the pressure you can just see in their face is starting to bubble up in their chest.
David Culley.
In their stomach.
David Culley.
They're trying to keep a stiff upper lip. They're biting their tongue in terms of saying anything, but you can tell you are this close to taking a fork in the temple if you push them just a little too far. But they're cool, but you can just kind of see it's bubbling up.
Brandon Cooks.
Mark Vandermeer.
Slime season.
All right, we all have that old uncle that shows up, gets a folding chair, sits in the back, starts telling stories. Everybody in the family kind of thinks that they're losing it, that he's losing it. But they still listen to his stories, right? No one is ever quite sure if all the details in the story are actually true. Who's that Texan?
Romeo?
Yeah, I was just about to say
Romeo.
Romeo
Crennel?
David Culley.
Come You're going to have a football team that's going to try to play every week winning football.
I feel like
What's the most important part?
I feel like David's
the most important thing about football
gonna control it.
Is the football.
He's telling stories about Bill Parcells that we may or may not know to be true.
Double cross.
Double cross. All right, so this is a guy that wants to come in and start the touch football game. Got to start, you know, and by the way, the whole time he's telling you how good he used to be. That's a big hint.
How good he used to be. David Johnson.
David Johnson. Ding, ding.
Hey, it's David Johnson from the Houston Texans, here with my good friend Toro.
Then there's the guy, usually like an older cousin, that brings some uninvited buddies of his. They show up, they eat a lot, but they're always asking the hosts and other people, hey, do you need anybody to make a nice run? My buddies and I'll make a nice run.
Lonnie Johnson?
No. Laramie Tunsil.
Let it go, John.
All right, so we have this one too. The dude, the cousin, the brother, the whatever, that you have to invite. He's in the heart of the family, but every year he brings kind of a scantily clad, semi-slutty new girlfriend every year. Brings a new girlfriend every year to the point where everybody just kind of says hello, but nobody even bothers to ask or remember her name.
Deshaun.
My boy D. White in the Bentley truck. Oh, yeah. I see your boy.
There go, Deshaun. Hey, who's that girl with him?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Figgy. He'll have another one next year. And finally, that one nerdy ass uncle that is always in your face and tries to tell really bad actual jokes, like not Easter funny bee. Not funny stuff.
I'm a people person.
Hey, did you hear the one about the blah 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 walking into a bar with a blah blah blah? That's funny right there. Yes,
that's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time.
Jack Easter.
John Lopez, Thanksgiving guest. Go to Mike real quick. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Orale, vato.
Hey, que paso?
Oh, nada, vato. Hey, I just wanted to wish y'all happy Thanksgiving. And it's weird how y'all come up with this uncle crap, because I'm the embarrassing uncle. That's what they call me, the embarrassing uncle, because I can talk some trash, and they'll be thinking, what the hell did he just say? And I'll be like, dude, I don't even know what I said. Hey, have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, my man.
You too, Mike. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, no matter what you're doing. It snuck up on us this year. This year, better than last for many, many people, whether it's family, whether it's football, whether it's food, whether you have to work or whatever, enjoy it. We always appreciate you for listening to us from 10 to 2 right here on Sports Radio 610. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Happy Thanksgiving to all. We will talk to you Monday at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Cecil Shorts in for Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Here's Texans Radio, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with you.
Thank you, Figgy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.